Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你收听《谈及 Jenny 告诉你》。
Hi everyone, I'm Diana. Welcome back to the show.
那我们现在生活在一个 AI 真的飞速发展的时代，然后这个呢，也给我们带来了很多焦虑和挑战。
It's very true. Many of us might kind of start feeling left behind due to this kind of AI boom that's happening right now.
那我们今天的节目呢，要跟大家分享一下来自世界经济论坛这个很精英的组织给我们提了十点建议啊，十个核心的技能帮助我们不被 AI 取代。
That's right. Today, we'll share 10 top core skills from the World Economic Forum about how to adapt to this rise of AI.
那今天第一个要分享的核心技能呢，这个是讲到我们的分辨思考思维的能力。
All right, so this is analytical thinking. So here we're talking about the ability to understand something that's a little bit more complex, break it down, and also make sound judgment.
这个 sound 就是声音，同样的拼写，但它还有一个意思，而且是作为形容词。
Mm-hmm. Right. So a sound judgment is going to be a good judgment or judgment based off of, you know, some facts, logic. So it's a very reliable judgment.
就很靠谱的判断哈。好 ，moving on， 这个第二点，我觉得更多是关于我们的一些心理能力啊，承受力。
All right, so now we're talking about resilience and, you know, your flexibility and agility.
Resilience， 我们节目啊，真的讲了好多次哈，韧性，就是说，就像一根 elastic band， 橡皮筋，对吧？很大的压力底下 ，you can still like bounce back， 即使遇到挫折。
Right, so you can endure a lot of hardships, a lot of rejection, and still kind of come back from it.
好 ，flexibility， 我想大家比较熟悉啊，就是灵活性。那最后一个那个 agility， 敏捷性。这个 agility 和 flexibility 有什么区别呢？
So flexibility is more being able to adapt.And adjust. And agility has more to do with the speed at which you do that.
所以中文我们叫敏捷，是吧？那好，显然这些能力是非常重要的，因为面对现在那么大的变化，那么快速的变化，是不是能够适应与调整？然后这个 agility， 你能不能比较快的适应调整和学习 ？Right? Those are really core skills.
Exactly. It's very important to kind of keep up with the times and to understand how you need to adapt to changes. So next up is leadership and social influence. That is leading teams, influencing others, persuading others, and also driving collaboration.
Collaboration 这个词，我觉得近十年吧 ，definitely a buzzword。像公司啊、企业啊，就 instead of saying cooperation， 就现在更多会看到这个词。那它和 cooperation 有什么区别呢
？So collaboration essentially is you working with others to kind of achieve this shared goal，whereas Cooperation is similar because you are also working with other people. But for example, you might be more, you know, splitting the tasks. You might not be working as deeply together.
对，所以 collaboration 我们中文叫做协作，要协同的。然后 cooperation 合作，可能更多我什么做得好我来，你什么做得好你来，然后是吧
？So
collaboration is even.More integrated,
mm-hmm,
然后 it's
yes.
like working side by side. 然后他就更加的强调这个大家是 work side by side.
Right, right. And not kind of split responsibilities, but very kind of a shared, but very much working towards a shared vision.
Exactly. 好，那接下来呢，我们要看的这个核心能力啊，是跟创意相关。
That's creative thinking.
创意思维啊，有孩子的朋友对这个词非常熟悉哈。然后各种一个早教啊，素质教育类就是激发孩子的创意思维。
This is going to be more about generating or coming up with ideas and solving novel or unfamiliar problems in, you know, maybe innovative ways.
嗯，好，你刚刚讲的 generate new ideas 啊 ，generate 生成，现在我们也用了非常多，通常就是跟 AI 相关是吧
<Right. 笑>
？AI generated AI 生成，但其实它另外常用的一个搭配就是和 ideas。
That's
right. Because instead of saying to come up with ideas， 你如果用 to generate ideas， 这个就听起来高级很多哈 ，sophisticated。
Mm-hmm. Right, so this term, generating, is going to make you sound a little bit more refined, you know, that you have a better grasp of English.
然后你刚刚也说到这个创意思维能够帮助我们去解决一些新问题哈 But instead of new, 你用的词是 novel.
Right, so some of you guys might know this word novel to mean a story.
小说是吧
Mm-hmm, right. But novel can also mean something that's very new or specifically original.
Novel 它其实就是好像比新更新 Like it hasn't 、
yes.
been seen before. 以前没有出现过的问题、mm. right? Novel、
exactly.
problems. Yeah.、Mm-hmm. Calls for novel solutions. 需要一些完全全新的解决办法。好那我们第五条需要的第五个需要的 AI 时代核心技能是什么呢
That'll be motivation and self-awareness.
那真的很重要哈自我驱动力自驱力还有自我认识。Self-awareness.
Okay, so here I think we want to focus on understanding who you are, having an awareness of yourself, and, you know, developing a good relationship with yourself and kind of knowing what motivates you is a great way to adapt to these changing times.
好我们刚刚讲到 soft skills 非常重要接下来话锋一转 World Economic Forum 跟我们说不行你还是要有技术能力。
Okay, so this is going to be technological literacy.
Oh, that's a really interesting term. Literacy, 其实我们更多用的就是说你是不是识字是吧、
mm-hmm.
？Literacy、
literate.
level, are you literate? 可是呢，这个词也能应用到其他的方面，比如说技术，因为现在new technologies 特别 AI tools 发展的很快，所以能够去学，很快的学和用非常重要。
That's right. So in addition to being normally literate, which is being able to read and write.We now need to understand technology, you know, how it works, how to use it, and even maybe the darker side is how to not fall prey to maybe scams or,
right.
you know, the darker side of technology.
其实 technology literacy 有一点对于我很大的改变，就之前 I think I was always quite afraid of 那种比较复杂的 technologies.、
Mm.
I had a mental block, 就觉得说那个东西我学不会的。但现在我必须说，很多 AI tools they've lowered the barrier. 以前难的事情现在简单了很多。
Right, yeah. And so whereas before, you know, things might have seemed very overwhelming, you know, AI is helping to simplify certain things that maybe once was a little hard to grasp.
Right. 对，所以我觉得心态是关键啊，终身学习的能力，还有一个你的好奇心都很重要，对吧？
Right, and that is why curiosity and, you know, a lifelong learning mindset is so important.
And kind of, you know, try to just play around, explore things, and yeah, and you pick something up.
I mean, staying curious about everything is kind of how we learn new things, how we also better understand ourselves and is going to help us continuously update our skills, our knowledge, and just be better informed.
好，那我们今天要分享的十大核心技能最后的三条呢，其实都是关于这个人际之间哈 interpersonal 的一些 interaction 互动。
Right, and the first of that is empathy and active listening.
Empathy, 同理心 or the adjective being empathetic.
Mm-hmm. Right, so this is being a good active listener. And what you were saying earlier, being empathetic, you know, kind of putting yourself in someone else's situation and in essence, improving your communication.
所以 empathy 的重点就像你说的啊，能够把自己放在别人的角度换位思考，对吧？有、mm-hmm. 才能有同理心。
All right, so for this next one, this is probably especially important if you're in a position of leadership, and that's talent management.
人才管理啊，其实前面讲到那个 empathy 和 active listening， 我遇到过的好 leader。他们都非常具备那两点。I think it just starts with they know who they need on their team, right? Like 识别人才。
That's right. So identifying talent to start, and then over time developing and growing that within your team.
我曾经听过人家说，一个真正优秀的 leader, they know they need to hire people better than themselves.就至少是在很多 skill 上面他们自己不具备的、
right.
而不是说、我什么都懂对吧、
mm-hmm.
然后 I think yeah 这个其实就是我们前面讲 self-awareness 嘛然后 true self-awareness 我觉得真的会给你 deep real confidence 就你不会觉得 threatened 说啊，我下面的员工如果 they outshine me outperform me 怎么办
yeah and no one isPerfect. No one can be everything. So it's very important to kind of find people that complement things that you're great at, your strengths, and making sure that you cover all your bases so that you're more well-rounded.
对，就是你们可以更好的 collaborate 嘛，更好的协作啊。
Yes.
好，那我们今天最后要跟大家分享的这个 AI 时代核心技能。这听起来好像就是跟客服领域有关，但其实仔细想一想啊 ，it's actually got wider application.
Okay. So this last one is service orientation and customer service. So we want to kind of put the customer or the user first, focus on them, and prioritize the experience and the quality of service.
所以这个 orientation 啊 ，service orientation， 它就是方向，对吧？就是你的导向。
Mm-hmm. Right. So in this instance, you want to orient around service.
对，其实你刚刚说啊，就是你能从 user 的角度，所以这就为什么我说这个它其实是 wider application than just 客服领域，因为放大了说，我们很多的工作，你都有一个客户。其实都是这个甲方乙方的关系。
Exactly. So our last skill really kind of ties everything that we spoke about earlier together. You know, this encompasses empathy, talent management, and also analytical and creative thinking. Now that I think about it, Jenny, my first three, you know, big girl jobs all had to do withcustomer service and、
oh.
yeah like serving a you know a client or a user
怪不得你是那么好的主播啊因为你很能就是有 empathy 换位思考然后很有 listener focus 所以大家非常喜欢你 so see it all ties together right
it does yeah
这也就是为什么这十个核心的技能可能会激发我们一些不同的对于自己 personal development, 特别是在 AI 时代一些新的思考。好那非常感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。好那最后也想问一下大家啊你觉得在这个科技迭代那么快的时代里面你自己的哪一些能力让你特别的有竞争力
Yes, as always, feel free to share your thoughts below. We are always curious as to what you guys think.
好，那谢谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.